What you're about to hear is called baika. It's a form of ancient Japanese music currently in use by the Soto Zen school in Japan. The form is very, very old, but within the last 80 years or so, the verses by Dogen, by Keizan, stories from the life of Shakyamuni have been set to this music. It's performed on special occasions, everything from meetings to funerals, and is very, very popular in Japan. The first thing that you will hear is a short concert by Kensho Miyamai, who is the abbot of Kogetsu-an in Shinasahi, Japan. He will sing three songs. Following that, you will hear Kensho attempting to teach our Milwaukee Sangha how to sing baika. We had a lot of fun.
I have a few more minutes, so I'd like to sing a song tomorrow, which is baika. Baika is one of traditional Japanese music. So I want to explain about that tomorrow. So let me sing, sing this song.
You have to explain where it comes from.
Oh, yes, right. Thank you.
What the origin of baika is?
Baika, baika is the set of the name. Mm-hmm. Baika Ryu, which is a baika set of Eisanka. Eisanka is Japanese traditional music, traditional song. So that song, the history is about 200 or 300 years. But baika created, baika made in 1927, so it's new. Who can run the soap first?
Very good. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. So please take a look at your this seat. So there's a translation of the meaning. There's three different kinds of poems. So I'm going to sing these poems. So baika is singing Dogen and Keizan's poems, mm-hmm. and also Shakyamuni, Dogen, and Keizan's histories. Mm. And there's many different kinds. Bodhidharma, sometimes Bodhidharma, sometimes how we live, or something like that.
So help me get... Buddhist poems mm-hmm. that began to be set to very old traditional music, but as recently as 1927, did you say?
Yeah, music is very, very old.
It's very old.
Yes.
But the words and the use of it is not so old.
Right. Mm. But we are making new music too.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Not many.
So...
So the first one is Arai sono nami moe o senu takai wa ni kaki mo tsuku beki no hi naraba koso, which is in Japanese. So you know, you can read the meaning of that. So this song is this, like this.
Tono e sate matsuru koso joyo daishi dogen zenji daichi ban no goe.
Oh.
Beautiful.
Oh, I don't know.
But we use this song for many different kinds of events and services. Yeah, sometimes for funerals. Yeah. Mm. Okay, two more. Okay. Next one is the song for Zazen. Interesting. We sometimes sing this song in the end of the Zazen. Yeah. For something, for, yeah, not for workshop.
Does that instrument have a name?
Yes.
And it is?
This is Sho.
Sho.
Oh, no, this is Lei.
Lei?
Yes, Lei. And then this is Shumoku. And there's more. We usually use this. This is Sho. So at this time, I have to use this. I don't use this, but I'm going to use this because I'm wearing this. So we usually use a shorter sleeve to sing this song. So it's difficult like this. That's why. So I'm using this. Okay.
Oh, no.
So, why don't we sing this kind of song tomorrow? We can sing it together.
Yeah. During Zazen? I mean,
after.
Okay. Together.
Yeah. What is the meaning of moving this after you tap it and move it up?
I have no idea. years tradition. I think so. Are there any questions if you have?
It just seems to add to the music, the way you, the ceremony of the way you strike it and bring it up, and then it's in one plane, and it's quite beautiful.
Yeah, but
it's
very beautiful. Oh, thank you. Okay, that's all. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Oh, we don't need this now. When we sing together, and I'm going to go first, and please repeat me.
Okay.
This is better. Okay.
when we do that from the first line. Okay.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Are you ready? Okay.
One, two.
Thank you. second one too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
Shall we do that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. You mean from Ukiyo no Nami yo? Okay. One, two,
Ukiyo no